This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, September 25th, Walking the Walk with Jesus. Dear friends, one brother talked the talk, the other brother walked the walk, and Jesus asks, which of the two did his father's will? Today's gospel is a short but powerful parable. To an audience of talkers, Jesus says that talk is cheap. Christ is in the temple in Jerusalem, and he's not come to find favor with the religious movers and shakers. He has not come to whisper sweet nothings into the ears of the choir. Jesus is the new sheriff in town sent by his father, and he doesn't like what he sees and what he hears. The Pharisees had argued the life right out of God's covenant. Endless debate and ritual had replaced the purity of devotion. Spiritual leadership had become a trophy for semantic gymnastics, a meaningless prize that went to the clever, not the loving. And with it came the pride of self-satisfied, pious frauds, basking in the trappings, not the reality of God's favor. Then along comes Jesus to blow the hot air right out of the temple, to replace all the cheap talk with a priceless message. Love the Lord with your whole heart and your neighbor as yourself. Got it? Good. Now go and do it. Just don't talk about it. Cheap grace, that's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called talking the talk without walking the walk. He decried grace without discipleship, being able to parrot the word of Christ while living like the rest of the world. True grace is costly grace, not just talking, but walking with Jesus and shouldering his yoke. To his clever audience and to you and me, Jesus adds a final rebuke and an appeal. You folks are too smart for your own good. Snap out of it. God expects a lot more than just lip service. John the Baptist proclaimed it, and even the tax collectors and prostitutes heard and understood. It's a wake-up call for you and me. We can't just be Sunday morning Christians. We have to be there 24/7, 365 days a year, Christians. We can't say a few prayers, sing a few hymns, and then shed Christ's yoke as we cross the church parking lot. We must live in Christ, and Christ must live in us, full-time, 24/7, 365 days a year. We are here to witness his love in the world. You and I are here to make a difference, actively helping, sharing, giving, and forgiving, and then getting up the next day and doing it all over again. We are committed to walking the walk with Jesus, and he's committed to walking with us all the way home. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit my parish website at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. God love you.